Recognizing signs of stress in tropical fish is crucial for any aquarium owner. Your fish depend on you for a healthy home. When stressed, their behavior and health can suffer. You'll discover common stress signs, both in behavior and physical symptoms. You'll learn what causes stress and how to create a stress-free environment. With effective strategies, you can improve fish well-being and keep your aquatic friends happy and thriving. Let's dive into the signs and solutions together. Common signs of stress in tropical fish: behavior changes in stressed fish. When your tropical fish are feeling stressed, their behavior often changes. You might notice them hiding more than usual or swimming erratically. Here are some common signs to look out for. 1. Hiding. If your fish are spending more time in corners or behind decorations, they might be stressed. 2. Aggression. Increased fighting or nipping at each other can indicate stress, especially if they were previously peaceful. 3. Lethargy. If your fish seem sluggish or spend a lot of time at the bottom of the tank, it's a red flag. These changes can be alarming, but they are your fish's way of showing that something is off in their environment. Physical symptoms of stress in fish: physical signs of stress in your tropical fish can be just as telling. Here's what to keep an eye on. 1. Faded colors. Healthy fish usually have vibrant colors. If they look dull, they may be stressed. 2. Rapid gills movement. If you see them breathing quickly, it could mean they are struggling with water quality. 3. Clamped fins. When fish keep their fins close to their bodies, it's a sign they are not comfortable. Here's a quick summary of these physical symptoms: faded colors, possible stress or illness, rapid gills movement, poor water quality or oxygen levels, clamped fins, discomfort or stress. Key indicators of tropical fish health: keeping your fish healthy means paying attention to their signs of stress. Here are key indicators that can help you recognize when your fish are in trouble. 1. Water quality. Test the water regularly. Bad water can lead to stress. Regular monitoring of health parameters is essential. 2. Feeding habits. If your fish stop eating, it's a sign they might be stressed. Following proper feeding techniques can help. 3. Tank mates. Ensure that the other fish are not causing stress through bullying or overcrowding. Being aware of these indicators can help you act quickly when you notice something off. Causes of stress in aquarium fish: environmental factors affecting fish. When you think about your fish, the environment they live in plays a huge role in their happiness. Factors like water quality, temperature, and lighting can make your fish feel stressed. Here's what you should keep an eye on. Water temperature. Ideal condition is 75 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Signs of stress include rapid gill movement. pH level. Ideal condition is 6.5 to 7.5. Signs of stress include lethargy or hiding. Ammonia/nitrite levels. Ideal condition is 0 parts per million. Signs of stress include gasping for air. Lighting duration. Ideal condition is 10 to 12 hours daily. Signs of stress include excessive hiding. If any of these factors are off, your fish might feel like they are swimming in troubled waters. Regular testing and adjustments can help create a comfortable habitat for your aquatic friends. Social dynamics and fish stress. Fish are social creatures, and their relationships matter just as much as their environment. When you have too many fish in one tank, or if you mix species that don't get along, stress can build up. Here's how to keep the peace in your aquarium. 1. Overcrowding. Too many fish can lead to fights and stress. 2. Aggressive species. Some fish are bullies. Avoid mixing them with timid ones. 3. Mating behavior. During breeding, some fish can become territorial and aggressive. By understanding their social needs, you can create a balanced community that thrives together. Understanding stress causes in tropical fish: tropical fish are particularly sensitive to changes. Recognizing the signs of stress in tropical fish is crucial. Symptoms like faded colors, erratic swimming, or hiding can signal trouble. Here's a quick guide to help you spot stress. 1. Faded colors indicate stress or illness. 2. Hiding. Fish that hide often feel threatened or uncomfortable. 3. Lethargy. If your fish are not active, something may be wrong. By keeping an eye on these signs, you can take action before it's too late. Remember, a happy fish is a healthy fish. Managing stress in your aquarium: tips for improving fish well-being. Keeping your fish happy is essential for their health. Here are some simple tips to help you improve their well-being. 1. Maintain water quality. Regularly test your water for ammonia, nitrites, and nitrates. Clean your tank often to keep it fresh. 2. Feed properly. Offer a balanced diet. Too much food can lead to waste, which harms water quality. Consider best feeding strategies for your fish. 3. Monitor temperature. Each fish species has its ideal temperature. Keep your tank within that range. 4. Limit noise. Fish can be sensitive to loud sounds. Keep your aquarium in a quiet area. Creating a stress-free environment, creating a calm habitat for your fish can make a huge difference. Here are some ideas to help you create a stress-free environment. 1. Add hiding spots. Use rocks, plants, or decorations. These give fish places to hide, making them feel secure. 2. Choose compatible species. Not all fish get along. Research before adding new fish to your tank. 3. Avoid overcrowding. Too many fish can lead to stress. Follow the rule of 1 inch of fish per gallon of water. Here's a summary of recommendations. Water quality. Test weekly temperature. Check daily fish compatibility. Research before mixing species. Tank size. Minimum 1 inch of fish per gallon. Effective strategies for recognizing stress in tropical fish. Recognizing signs of stress in tropical fish is crucial for their survival. Here are some effective strategies to help you spot stress early. 1. Observe behavior. Look for signs like hiding, rapid gill movement, or abnormal swimming patterns. 2. Check for physical signs. Look for faded colors, frayed fins, or unusual spots on your fish. 3. Monitor feeding habits. If your fish suddenly stop eating, that's a red flag. By being observant and proactive, you can help your fish thrive. Remember, recognizing signs of stress in tropical fish is the first step toward a happy aquarium.